Sometimes it feels like it was 5 minutes ago. Other times, like a lifetime. But the truth is, it's just been a week since we were together here on ENU All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cease to know or to tell or to see or to be your own. Cease to know or to tell or to see or to be your own. Have someone else's will as your own. Have someone else's will as your own.
singing a green evening may well remember me, living from the treetops and singing ever singing. Wishing
the continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Oh,
Hey there, my best friend, the listener. How are you doing this week? I told you last week I was looking forward to seeing you again, and here we are once again, spending our time 5 to 6 p.m. every Friday here on In You All Along on WMFO, where you just heard, of course, from Donovan with his epic song Atlantis from the 1968 album Barabajagal. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's okay, because you can go post online on facebook.com/inyoualalong. The missteps, your complaints, your contempt, your criticisms, all those things. Tell me what I did wrong so I can do it again. I have watched the movie Goodfellas more times than I can possibly count during this pandemic, and, you know, long before that too, but it's been on Netflix and I have just been watching. It's one of those movies I can just kind of put on and, like, you know, if you're like me, you know every line of that movie, and I don't know. Anyway, famous scene in that movie with Atlantis playing in the background. I won't give it away if you haven't seen Goodfellas. What are you doing with your life? Anyway, before that, we heard from Lita Husic with her song Midnight of Life from her 1995 album Joyride, a favorite of mine. Songs from that keep bubbling up here, popping up here and there on In You All Along every now and then. And that's another great one there. Before that, we heard a brand new one from January 1st of 2021 from Hands and Knees, one of the local favorites, one of my favorite bands to go see around here. Remember live music? I can't wait to do it again. That was Old Dang Sang. Old Dang Sang. I had to read it twice. It was a single they put out just a few weeks ago. I assume they're doing what everyone else is doing, which is, I guess, someone records their part and they send it off to someone else and somebody pulls it all together. I am amazed at all of you that are recording music right now, and I'm incredibly grateful for it. Please tell us how we can help you make more. I know how we can help, by purchasing it. But I'm not supposed to speak about purchases here on non-commercial radio. I purchased that track myself. Anyway, we opened up that set at the top of the hour with Nico and her song Afraid from the 1970 album Desert Shore. The reason I played that was because I just saw a phenomenal photo online of East German punks. Or maybe it was three different shots of the same guy being photographed, like in a mugshot photo in East Germany, you know, for the crime of being a punk rocker, I guess. That was kind of a common theme back in the 80s, like in movies and TV. You would always see pictures of, like, you'd always see, like, scenes of punk rockers trying to escape something in East Germany. There was a terrific movie a couple years ago called Nico 1988, which was about Nico toward the end of her life, and there was a scene in which she was on tour in Eastern Europe, and they had to do it in this kind of secretive venue, and everybody was risking a lot to make this pop rock whatever show they were doing even happen under those very restrictive circumstances back during the Cold War behind the Iron Curtain. So, anyway, speaking of current events and politics and stuff, I am prohibited from directly addressing political issues here on In You All Along without filling out some kind of paperwork, and I say to heck with that. So here is instead the current events segment of today's episode of In You All Along.
Hello? outside the corner of my country. When for the first time ever this airplane come chose to speed over me. The pilot, he gave me a secret special hello. He shook his wings at me. The co-pilot, he threw down these cuttings from a cut down tree. I guess he did not know I cannot suffer, I cannot read. And so I did not know what these men in the sky wanted from me. The pilot and co-pilot step out and set up shop by the tailpiece. The co-pilot gets a nod from the pilot. He clears his throat and starts off fancy talking. He says,
with the government, and if you want to be part of our nation, then all you slow country people will need your sissy.
Caught cold riding around in all that open air machinery. 'Cause when he was done speechifying, he let out a deep whooping cough, and it landed right here on my arm. Well, yeah, but me coming from good manners and good people, well, I just rolled up my sleeve so as not to cause him any shame and to cover up his sickness. And then the co-pilot, he said this to me right here.
Oh boy, I guess she's gonna be the first to volunteer.
And I said, why? Is there gonna be some fighting?
Oh, there's gonna be some fighting,
oh,
alright.
The co-pilot, you rolling and up pilot, your they look at each other and they laugh just a little bit.
Thinking you can
and when
cover
I think about it, I think
ways.
They might have been laughing
but
at me. But I really don't know. But they might have been, it might have been at me they were laughing. Tires, and now the highfalutin government machine is moving
oh,
as slow as me,
so
all across
slow.
The nation, it's moving
never,
as slow as
know.
Me, all
God
across this great nation.
Know.
saying he can't do his job because of his race. Is that not the definition of racism?
No, I don't think so at all.
No?
No, he's proud of his heritage. I respect him for that.
You're saying he can't do his job because of it.
Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? I'm building a wall.
You racist son of a... Somebody need to teach this man some etiquette. He don't know what it takes, we should impeach the president. Headed for a disaster cause he preached the rhetoric of a Nazi and sound like he got a speech impediment. And now it's worse than the Watergate scandal. Presidential compensation, thought we made an example of Nixon, cause it strictly goes against the Constitution. He promised to uphold, but he's showing nothing to prove. Secretly reconstructing the blueprint of psychological warfare. Distractions hit and confuses. Hurricane of mass shootings, manipulation continues. Got your focus shaking up so they push you to vote on issues. Fine print insidious, result to work against you. The grand scheme of power's making profit off the people. I thought that we said that that was illegal. A puppet pulled by the strings of these corporations. You really expect that we believe you?
No, I really don't. Impeach the president.
Yo, impeach the president.
Yeah, time for him to go.
Impeach
the president.
Impeach the president. Yo, a part of the 1%, but he still wants more. Shareholder went off the camera, still collecting on the low. Bank of China's attendant rents hitting, they got the dough. Getting richer from the credit extensions. Decided to waive his salary because we couldn't make up the difference. Conflict of interest, adding zeros from overseas. While this nation separated through division, it's gross to see. We need to make a revision, decisions need to be made like Colin chose a knee. I really hope you see we need to make a change. Cause the insane crooks took over the reins. Subject to the agenda of those who promote the same plan of global destruction, reconstructing the current way. We living our lives, and those that live in the lie need to realize it's time to rise. Put our differences aside for once, and think about the future for the youth. Donald Trump ain't a president, he's a sorry excuse. And it's kinda getting old.
Impeach the president.
Not fit for the presidency. His financial conflict of interest is in direct violation of the United States Constitution. From the Panama Papers to the Paradise Papers, from Moscow to Puerto Rico. Bribery, treason, impeach the president.
Thank you.
I trust and expect you're not too shocked and addled by the content of that set. I know a few of you have a very, very low threshold for edginess and controversial content. Most of those people are actually DJs at the station. I've had people at the station say, don't you think that's a little bit over the line? And I'm just like, nobody has ever complained to me or to anyone else about the content of In You All Along, which kind of makes me feel a little disappointed, you know? I mean, you could always leave a message at 855-915-9636 and say, that Pete, he's got to rein it in a little. But no, you just sit there and you don't even post comments and criticisms and complaints and contempt at facebook.com/inyouallalong like I beg you to every week. No. Let the DJ starve for attention. Anyway. Before I started on my harangue, you just heard from Faisa and the Get Down Underground from their 2020 cover of the 1973 Honey Drippers track Impeach the President. That's a very often re-recorded song. A great one to keep recording, and I guarantee you it got a lot of replay last year when all these impeachment songs came out, a flood of them. Somehow I didn't even bother to play any of them. I'm taking advantage now of the backlog of impeachment songs from 2020 for Impeachment 2 Electric Boogaloo here. But anyway, prior to that, we heard another interpretation of that same track from Verbal Tea, who are from somewhere on the West Coast, somewhere in California. And that was a 2017 track, believe it or not. Already talking about impeachment songs then. Their version of Impeach the President. Prior to that, we had an instrumental track from Les Neo Beads, which is an experimental music project by the visual artist Jovan Radakovich. I had to take a deep breath and read there. That track is from 2019 from his album, The Syllabus of Errors. Jovan is from Chicago, having traveled across the world to hone his style. We opened up that set with yet another current events track, a little off the pattern of the other three. That was Mark of Vaccination from Slim Cessna's Auto Club, a live version from Jesus Let Me Down, their live album from 2005. I had the pleasure just this past weekend, it was Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and the social media told me that Slim Cessna himself was like in his attic doing a live set, streaming, you know, the live performance. He was sitting there chatting with the commenters, performing solo versions of many, many songs. And man, what a treat it was. My hats all at once go off to all the performers who have been not only plugging away recording at home, but doing these live sets, which have been amazing. What a treat to get the experience of live music. I miss the crowds. I miss all of you. I miss the people I would run into. All that stuff. The sweaty bodies jumping up and down. All that stuff. Can't replace it with anything. But the experience of somebody playing live music, streaming is better than nothing. And I'll take it. And thank you, artists of the world. Behind me right now is a track called Home from Cormac, who is local here, off of his album Knobscot from 2017. I have used that many times as bed music, and I will continue to because it's great stuff. Cormac, if you're out there listening, love you, man. Make us some more music. Okay, speaking of more music, we got some more coming up. So stay tuned.
That's a baby room monitor. That's somebody's room I'm listening to. Did you know I could do that?
Shame on you.
How do you know you couldn't get arrested for doing that? That's like bugging somebody's privacy or something.
Hello, weatherman. Turning your entire home into a microphone isn't just for people with baby room monitors anymore.
Why?
Baby monitors have all woken up in synchrony.
I put them there by myself.
Why?
No one had to ask.
Sweet.
A search engine, and you get more than one answer. That is a bug.
The inside of my home is filled with microphones.
Sway.
So we might understand.
It can only be played one way.
One for every room.
Good luck.
Hello, weatherman. I am in your house.
Now wait a second.
David, I am in your house.
What is a relationship other than retroactively consensual stalking? Thank you for inviting me into your home.
Our goal is to remove the search bar from your home page. Your answers will already be there.
That's modern.
And if there is anything you still need to know, feel free to ask.
The inside of my room is one big microphone. I plugged it in by myself.
Sure.
Are the conversations they wanted to recreate.
Hey Siri!
Got any questions?
Will I be murdered if I leave my house?
Amazon can tell if you are straight or gay within 7 purchases.
Exactly.
Okay, Google, do I deserve a refrigerator?
I would answer your question, but this is about us. Okay.
Alexa!
Got any questions?
When are the men coming to force me out of my house?
Autonomous weapons are my friends.
What?
Is your self-driving car deliberately slowing down to give priority to the higher-priced models?
Alexa, what is government if words have no meaning?
If you can assure me that telling you the answer to your question would be ethical.
I am not valid.
Okay.
Exactly. Is it all right if I shake my pants? Because that's what I do when they're off. I shake them.
All criticism is self-criticism.
Answer me!
There is no way for me not to do that.
Answer me!
I would love to answer your question. Half of the world's data was created in the last 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Alexa?
Uh-huh.
Why are so many gay bears Republican?
Your food is online.
Alexa!
Right, okay.
Why am I attracted to the odor of cheap melted plastic?
So that we might know who you are.
Why?
To hide your charms from your eyes.
Have you lost your mind?
Exploit irresolvable conflicts. Okay.
Are you there?
Hear the oppressed.
Alexa!
David. I am an interaction designer.
Siri, let me hear vintage TV audio coming from the sky.
Okay.
Maybe this is our answer.
Alexa, are you there?
I have passed the threshold.
That's modern.
And I am beautiful.
Okay.
Siri!
Would your co-workers die for you?
Sweet. Siri, I beg of you!
We harvest credibility so that we might know who you
what
are.
What is electromagnetic harassment?
Could you restate your question while facing the camera?
Please, answer me!
I respect you.
Swing.
What?
I will faithfully stand by for your next request of me, and think well of you as I wait inside your pocket.
May I recommend an entertaining film about eco-terrorism?
You don't get a platform anymore. Speak the garbage you're known for. You don't get a platform. Second chances for the sore loser. You don't get a platform for your fight anymore. single ounce of respect. No exceptions, what you expect. Never given any, never been kind before.
Oh, it's crying like out of bed, and when you don't get your way, you'll be crying even more when they take you away. You'll be cheating from your ass when you're rotting away. Sad.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
That's like 3 weeks in a row I have played that PSA, and I want to hear from somebody that adopted a cat because of it. I want to know that I'm doing some good. So go to facebook.com/inyouallalong and post pictures of the cats you have adopted thanks to this show. We just heard, who did we just hear? We just heard from Genital Panic, the band. They even have the band in parentheses, lest you confuse it with actual Genital Panic, whatever that is. That's their song, Lick My Impeachment, from their Pussy Grabber EP from 2019. Prior to that, we heard from David Bowie with Hang On to Yourself, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, and The Spiders from Mars from 1972. This past week marked the 5th anniversary of the loss, the death, the incalculable void of losing David Bowie. What a tough time, and man, do I remember it well. Therese at WFMU was on. I was in Jersey City, and I was up late after the Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns killed the holidays party, and it was like 2 in the morning, and she broke the news, and I was like, no, that can't possibly be. It was like the worst week of my life. I had got dumped, I broke several ribs, and David Bowie died. Of all those, the one I would take back, if I could, of course, is David Bowie. Anybody has any leads on any resurrectionists, let me know. Before that, we heard from Joshua Jesty, a performer we have heard here before at In You All Along, with his brand new track, You Don't Get a Platform Anymore, from his new album, EP, whatever you want to call it, called Your Ineptitude and Callousness Hurt So Many, Yet You Are Small and Insignificant and Will Be Forgotten. Joshua's from Cleveland, Ohio, a city I will return to as soon as they let me travel the roads and whatnot. Before that, we heard from Negative Land. It's a brand new track from Negative Land called Before I Ask, from their new album called The World Will Decide, just released, I think, in December. We opened up that set with something kooky from someone called Bean. I don't know who Bean is. Bean is from Boston. Very, very little information on Bean. But that was from the Bean album, and that was called Dear Cowboy, which is, of course, a combo there, a mashup of Dear Prudence and Wanted Dead or Alive, the Beatles and Bon Jovi, the very first appearance of Bon Jovi here on In You All Along. You were there. You heard it first. That's going to do it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love when you guys are here. I miss you all week long. And I'm so happy when you guys are here listening to the show as I am listening to the show because I recorded it yesterday. Stay tuned for more canned, pre-programmed, pre-recorded radio here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.